Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And of course, I'm Kim, and I've been here for a long, long time. We've been doing this show for, I can't even believe it's going to be 18 years. That's scary to me, but I love what I do, and I love sharing people, and I love sharing their business and their passion. And of course, I want to give out our phone number because we do have some giveaways today. And that number is 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. Also, I would love to share my next mixer, which is creeping up fast here, February 20th, 5 to 8 at the beautiful Palm Garden Hotel. And dinner will be served. So if you are interested in sharing the love for February in your business, we would love to get you there. And if you've been on the fence because maybe you're a little shy, please just text me Mixer and I'll call you and tell you all the reasons why you want to be in the room. And of course, we've got a great speaker, and that is Craig Shoemaker. He's been on my show before, and you should definitely be in the room. So again, it's going to be a great fun night. And of course, lots of other entrepreneurs and business owners to share what you do with. Of course, I start all of my shows. I'm not ending my show yet. I'm starting my show. And of course, don't let someone else's opinion of you become your reality. Look in the mirror, smile, and know that you are perfect the way you are. And shine in the world where you are today. So we have an incredible show. I also want to just remind you to download our podcast and follow us throughout social. All of our guests are there. And of course, also, if you're not getting my newsletter with all of our guests, please go to my website and sign up there. And of course, that is KimPaganoShow.com. I am really excited. We have our first guest, and of course, Chef Bay is what she goes by, but Bailey Ruskus is also known as a seasoned chef, activist, holistic nutrition, and consultant, and the author of the upcoming cookbook, Breaking Up with Dairy. This has been a big controversy in, like, you know, I remember when I was young, drink your milk, you know, make sure it makes you strong. But that's not really the case anymore. And so I'm really excited that that Chef Bai will be here to share a little bit of insight on it. And so, again, let's welcome Chef Bai. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. How did you, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Yeah, so I am a classically French-trained chef. I studied at Le Cordon Bleu in San Francisco, and I have been working in kitchens all my life. Honestly, I got my first kitchen job when I was 11 years old. Instead of going to summer camp, I wanted to stuff cannolis at my mom's best friend's pastry shop, and it was honestly the best time ever. And then straight out of high school, I went to culinary school. I started my private chef business when I was 19, when I was still in culinary school. And I have just been working as a private chef, working in restaurants, working as a restaurant consultant, and now as a cookbook author and content creator for the last 5 years. But I've been in business for myself for the last 14, which is so crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I know, that's like me. I did hair for a lot of years, owned salons, and now I'm a radio host, and it's gone by like so fast. But it's like you can definitely say that you are living your best life and your passion, right? I mean, to me, what an incredible experience that I love doing hair. It was like a gift from my fingers. And now my voice gets to change some lives. So that's what it's all about.
Yes, definitely. I'm sure your back is happier not doing hair every day.
It is, trust me. And I still do a few clients, but it's more like to kind of catch up with them. So I love that. So
yes.
Talk to us, first of all, isn't your first book, is it?
This is not. This is actually my second cookbook. So I feel a little bit more seasoned this time around. My first cookbook, I actually got the book deal right after the pandemic hit, which was honestly such a blessing in disguise, because at the time I was working as a full-time private chef and a full-time consultant. And, you know, when the pandemic hit, I pretty much lost all my clients. I lost all my income. My husband lost his job.
And you're not alone. Trust me. I mean, yes, all of our sponsors, I was like, well, that was fun. I guess I'm done, you know? So, and I think the whole world, nobody knew what was going on, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And the same day, I pretty much lost my business, or what it was at the time. My husband lost a job and we had to cancel our wedding all within like 2 hours of each other.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
So it was definitely one of those things where we were like, I mean, everyone, you know, we were like, what's going to happen? What's the future going to hold? I was definitely super nervous, but I just knew that I had to have faith and keep going. And being in business for myself for so long, the one thing that you learn is that you just have to diversify and keep your head up and keep going. So that's what we did.
There you go. And of course, the word at that time was pivot. Everybody pivoted, you know. I went from doing in studio to online. I mean, you know, like everything in the world pivoted. And a lot of stuff actually stayed that way. So it's very interesting, but I'm so glad that it worked out. And it worked out for so many people. And of course, now I think the world is like, okay, we can handle, I mean, we don't want it. Don't ask us, you know, but we are, you know, nobody went through that ever. So it was really hard.
Totally. Yeah. So yeah, so that happened. And then I got my first book deal with an indie publisher and I just said, yes, I was like, this is great. I've always wanted to write a cookbook. So we only had 3 months to write it. I didn't really know what I was doing at the time. You know, your first book is always a whirlwind. You're a student for sure. So I was learning a lot, and that book actually became a number one Amazon bestseller in all of its categories. It was ranking at the top of all books, which is so crazy to think about.
Oh my gosh, isn't that exciting?
Yeah, so exciting. So it definitely set me up for this next book. I actually changed publishers and got a new literary agent and really like knew what I was doing this time around. And this is definitely the best work I've ever done. It's definitely been such a passion project. My husband and I wrote this cookbook together. He did all the photography and he helped me test.
So what does your husband do?
For a year. So he works for our business full time now.
For your business?
Yes.
So you guys work together?
We do. Yeah.
I love it. So yeah, there you go. It was supposed to be how it was supposed to be. I love it. So
Anyway,
first of all, how did you decide to break up with dairy? Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So, you know, simultaneously while I was going through my chef career, I also was suffering with endometriosis and I was having a ton of chronic pain. Like I was in chronic pain for 16 years. I was going through the cycle of surgeries and prescriptions and just not really being heard by my doctors. You know, they weren't really giving me any real choices of healing, just a lot of band-aids and a lot of just, I wouldn't even say management, but I guess management. And it kind of all came to a head when the guy who's now my husband and I were dating, he was taking me to the hospital all the time. I was in so much pain and I had tried everything before that, like every kind of style of diet other than going plant-based. I was already pretty pescatarian at the time. And he's like, you know, the one thing you haven't tried is giving up dairy and really like going full in on the plant-based diet. And for me at the time, it was so scary because, you know, I'm a classically trained chef. I really cared about, you know, opinions of everyone and the toxic male culture of chefing is very much a thing as well. So, you know, as a young woman, I really wanted to prove myself. And I just felt like, okay, if I'm a young woman and I'm plant-based, I just didn't really think anyone would take me seriously. So it was very hard for me to kind of get over that mental game. And also the concept of the fact that cheese actually is really addicting. But once, you know, my husband decided to do it with me, we went plant-based for 30 days. He had like incredible results. He's a surfer. He's 6'4". He burns a ton of calories every day. And he found that he was, you know, recovering faster than ever. He smelled better. His acne was better. He was literally so fit, had no body fat on his body. And he was like, wow, this is like the key that I have been missing. And for me, it was really, you know, I was able within 6 months to get off all my prescriptions, which I had never been off of since I was 11, for endometriosis.
Oh my gosh.
No more painkillers, nothing. So it really saved my life. And then after that, I went back to school for nutrition. And really, I actually started a podcast myself because I wanted to.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. So that was 5 years ago. I don't have the podcast anymore, but it was a selfish thing. You know, I wanted an excuse to talk to the head honchos in nutrition and all the doctors and authors and stuff. So I just dedicated my life to researching. And what I found out about dairy is something that I felt like everyone needed to know, because we're all so, you know, tricked by the advertising and, you know, the Got Milk ads and how, you know, children are advertised dairy in schools and all of these things. So I really wanted to share with people what I had learned and also show them that you can still eat the creamy, melty, delicious recipes. You just have to do it in a different way.
Okay. So what is the different way? And, you know, my daughter-in-law is totally vegan. And yeah. I don't eat meat, but I still eat, you know, chicken and fish. And so we try to change some of the recipes for her. And so we found out that they're really good. So, but, you know, it's like, I don't know. I think that that's really the way to go.
Totally. Yeah. And I mean, it's so hard to go all plant-based overnight. You know, it took me a whole year to transition. And I think, you know, the way that you're doing it is such a good way to go, is you eliminate one thing and then another thing and then another thing. And I think with dairy, it's so hard because dairy's in everything. You know, you go to a restaurant, mm-hmm. it's very rare that you'll find things that don't have dairy in them, or milk powders in a lot of processed foods, or whey proteins in a lot of processed foods. So it really takes time to really understand and learn like where the dairy is in your day-to-day. And then one after another, like, for instance, replace your coffee creamer first, or replace your yogurt, or replace, you know, your milk that you drink every day, replace the cheese that you love. And you, once you start doing that, you know, one after, like, maybe 1 week at a time, you replace a new thing. After a year, you'll wake up and realize that, you know, your life looks completely different. Your gut health is better. Maybe your cholesterol is down. You know, there's so many different benefits to it. But I think we all just have to remember that it does take time. And especially mm-hmm. when we're healing holistically, we have to just have patience and compassion for ourselves while we go through the process.
Wow. I love that. Okay. So what are some of your great recipes that we're going to find in your book? And, and who would you say this book is really for? Let's start there. Who's this book for?
So I originally wrote this book for my younger self. that was really, you know, my inspiration, as we all kind of want to heal our inner child in a way. But, you know, it's written funny and kind of sarcastic, almost for the girls, because the book is written like a breakup Bible. Like, there is that toxic ex that you just take it out of your life.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be fun and lighthearted. You know, there's a lot of facts and there's a lot of learning about the dairy industry, but I also wanted to make it a fun experience and to, you know, realize that it doesn't have to be so serious. So I would definitely say, like, I kind of wrote it for the girlies, but it is for everyone. It's for anyone who has high cholesterol or who wants to eat, you know, for the better for the planet, or who just wants to learn to slowly have different types of options and to eat just a more plant-forward diet.
Right. Wow. Okay. So give us a couple of your amazing recipes and how do you replace the dairy with it?
Yeah. So the book is kind of, I'll kind of go over how the book is written. So I wanted it to really be kind of the breakup encyclopedia for dairy. And so there's the five stages of breaking up in the beginning. And then I go through, and that's kind of the education piece about the dairy industry and health and all that stuff. And then of course I go through how to stock your kitchen, how to stock your pantry, because a lot of these recipes require, you know, pantry ingredients, so like hemp seeds or cashews or blanched almonds. And so I kind of go through which ones are good to buy in bulk, if you have a cashew allergy, what you can replace it with. And then the first three chapters are milk, cheeses, and sauces. And I also want to say that the cheeses don't require hard fermentation. I wanted to make, or any fermentation actually, I wanted to make it realistic, because I realized, and I'm actually never going to ferment a cheese on my counter for 6 weeks. So I know that you probably aren't either.
I wanted to make sure that it,
because we just go to the grocery store and we just buy cheese. So I wanted it to be almost that simple so that it's more realistic. And then the final three chapters are all recipes that incorporate the milks, the cheeses, and the sauces. So you can swap out, for instance, the whole milk recipe for any recipe that requires whole milk, or you can use my vodka rigatoni sauce that requires the whole milk as well. Or, for instance, there's a pistachio milk, which you can use for lattes, or you can swap out for any milk that you want, or you can make the pistachio creme brulee. We have a guajillo sauce that is so delicious that you can swap out for the regular enchiladas that you make all the time, or you can have the guajillo chili relleno. So there's all sorts of different recipes like that where, you know, for instance, there's mozzarella or burrata cheese, and you can have that with in any way that you would have mozzarella or burrata, or you can use the pistachio pesto ciabatta sandwich that has burrata on it to kind of incorporate the burrata. So there's so many ways that you can incorporate, you know, the cheeses or the sauces. Yeah.
Okay, let me get this right. So burrata, which is something I actually just started using, but that's still dairy, correct?
Yeah.
But you could use it?
So all these recipes are like the plant-based versions of the dairy-free things that you love. So I have created a burrata cheese out of plants, essentially. So it's the perfect replacement for burrata. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yum. Okay. And here's my thing. You know, when I think of eating, I don't want to say healthy or vegan, you know, I think of like noodles. I think of, you know, but you still want to eat plant-based, right? So that's, what is your favorite recipe that you have in your book?
That's such a great question. So my dad is a New Yorker. I think I change the answer to this question every day, depending on what I'm craving.
but my dad's
a New Yorker, and I had to have bagels and cream cheese on there because it's not a it's not a perfect bagel without an insane amount of cream cheese in the middle. So we have a cream cheese recipe in there that has a secret ingredient of Great Northern beans in it. But you would never know that the cream cheese tastes exactly like the real thing. And you can have it two different ways. You can have it, or three different ways, plain roasted garlic and roasted scallion, or strawberry cheesecake flavor.
Oh my gosh. And so you have recipes in this book.
Oh yes, they're all in there. So it says 100 recipes, but there's a lot of, so let's say the cream cheese recipe is considered one recipe, but there's three flavors for the cream cheese. So there's definitely more than 100 recipes inside.
Okay. And now, like, how long does it take to make something like this?
So it depends on the recipe. You know, some of the recipes require literally 5 minutes, because a lot of the recipes, you just throw everything into the blender, you pour it into a jar, or you pour it into a cheese mold, and then it sets. Some recipes are a little bit more, I would say, labor-intensive. For instance, if you're going to make a churro corn cake or a chili relleno or something like that. But there are recipes for all skill levels, all time slots. Like, you know, no matter how much time you have or what your skill levels are, you can make everything for sure.
Well, I am excited. First of all, this would be a great gift for my daughter-in-law. And not only that, is anybody that wants to get healthy. And Bailey, I'm so excited that you actually feel so much better and was able to get off. So I love this. Leave us with one tip that you can share with all of us. I always call it the brighter side of life, that you've learned from all of this.
I mean, I think the biggest thing is when you're making a big change is to just have compassion for yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of times we're so hard on ourselves. And, you know, if we, let's say we go to the doctor's office and they say, oh, you have high cholesterol or you have heart disease, I think we can be so hard on ourselves to like change or have anxiety or, you know, whatever, feel angry at ourselves for previous things. But I think it's just so important to be in the moment, have compassion for yourself, and really approach doing something new with you know, curious eyes and to think of it as something fun. And I think for me, that's what really helped me in my journey is that it's actually made me such a better chef and it's made me a more compassionate person because I really allowed myself to learn and I allowed myself to have compassion for myself and to just really let myself go through what I needed to go through to get to where I am now. And my life is completely unrecognizable now.
Very cool. Very cool. And where do we get your book?
Yes, you can get it everywhere books are sold. I always say support your local bookstores. They need all of our help. But yeah, it comes out on Tuesday. So
yay! Congratulations. That is so exciting. Yeah,
yes,
follow me on social and we'll share you. And please share our show and download our podcast. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, definitely feeling it and, you know, breaking up with dairy. I love that. So, yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we actually are going to give away a couple of her books that she donated to our show, which is so amazing. So if you are excited to break up with dairy, call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, and just put dairy in there. And of course, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Sam Haas about your money and, of course, how to really take care of it. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Investment advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Sam Haas is an investment advisor representative with Foundations. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations or its affiliates. The information discussed does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering or issuer or investment strategy. Each individual investor's situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Comments regarding a particular client's experience may or may not be the same as another client's experience and is not an indication that any client or prospective client will experience the same or a higher level of future success or performance. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Foundations does not provide legal or tax advice.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm kind of excited because I've got Sam Haas with me in the house. And of course, I'm going to actually clone it. It's Kim's Money Management with Sam. You know that I have always my husband, many of you already know his name, but I used to put money in a green sock, okay, because I felt like it would grow. And he's like, I taught all of my kids the same thing. And people always come to me to like, how can I get out of debt? And so I am super excited for this next moment. And of course, Sam's going to be on every week. And so today we're going to be talking about risk tolerance and money management. Sam, welcome back. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim. You are so calm and collected. I love that about you. I appreciate that. And so risk tolerance, it's really important as to how much risk you should be taking with your investments. Before I get into that, I want to share a story. Back about 15 years ago, I had this seminar that this lady sat right in the front row with the Gucci bag. You could tell that she's done well for herself. And right after the event, the seminar, she says, "I want to come see you." I said, "Great. You know, my assistant here will take your name and all." So then very next day she came in and she brought in her statements. We reviewed it and did the analysis, did the income plan. And also ran the Morningstar report. We found out how much risk she wants to take, which was like moderate. And I had her come back the second time and she came in and said, "Look, you know, you've done so well, you know, you should just kind of tone it down. You know, you're close to retirement, you know." And she goes, "You know, Sam, I'm going to wait. Let me review this and I'll get back with you." So I call her a couple of days later or whenever I call her. She goes, "Sam, I'm going to wait till I hit the million. And at that time, I'm going to go a little bit more conservative." And I said, I would not. I would really recommend you move your assets here, because where she was at, she was going totally aggressive. And she said she's going to go on a vacation. And when she comes back, she revisits it again." So during that time, this was back in 2008 when market crashed, she lost something close to 38% of her money. And she was in tears when she came back. And, you know, she I called her and she said, "Sam, the whole time you were talking to me, my other advisor was telling me to stay on course. And, you know, I wish I would listen to you." And she did move her money. And, you know, she's okay today. And we kind of helped her out of the whole mess she was in. And she's a happy camper now. But the moral of the story is, you know, everybody has a risk tolerance. And we'll find that out by asking about 6 or 7 questions. It's like you taking a course when you come to my office. And we score you. We'll figure out. We'll take the test and find out where is your risk score. And then we'll take your financial statement. We want you to bring your financial statement. And we'll take the ticker symbols and run what we call a Morningstar report that shows you to the penny what's happening with your investments, what kind of a fee you're paying, what kind of returns you've had, right? And if these investments are kind of repeating, I mean, it goes into alpha, beta, standard deviation, and all this technical stuff that I don't want to bore you to death with it. But, you know, when you come in, we'll go over it and you'll see it and you will understand it. I'll take the time. I love to educate people. And my wife always makes fun of me. She says, "Sam, they don't want to know. Just tell them what it is that's best for them, they're happy with it. And, you know, that's the argument we've always had. And I said, no, nope, that's not the way I work.
Well, it's so, like you're taking their blood, right? You're finding out their blood, right?
People need to know what they have, and it's unfortunate that they do not. People don't take the time that they should to understand what they have. And often, you know, people say, well, Sam, you know, all this work you're doing, how much is it going to cost me? Zero. Okay. I'll get paid from either the investment company, depending on how you work. If you wanted to go with insurance products, then insurance company pays me. Okay, there's no hidden agendas here. You know, as a fiduciary, we have to disclose that to you anyways.
Right.
And investment companies, it's all money under management. You pay a percentage of all the profits we'll bring you, mm-hmm. month to month to month. And usually that fee is about 1.25%, depending on how much money you have, right? Very simple. So I'm on the same side of the table as you guys are. So, you know, and people say, Sam, how come these advisors that I've worked with didn't do Morningstar? I just tell them, I don't know. I have no idea why they don't do this. But, you know, you need to have this information in order to be able to match your risk tolerance. And guess what? Probably 75 to 80% of the people that come into my office, it's a mismatch. They want to be conservative, but their investment is totally aggressive, just like this lady I just shared a story with. And, you know, she lost almost $270,000, a big figure, you know. And so people that have interest, please give our office a call, 747-220-6751. 747-220-6751, or you could get on our website and sign in that way on their HOSS, like Sam, financial.com.
So Sam, once this is done, then what? I mean, you know, now you have their whole report of everything, then where do they go?
Very good question. You know, the very next thing is to look at how you want your investments to be managed. You know, basically, a lot of people want to do it by themselves, you know, or they want to keep money under the 401k, which we call that passive management. You pick and choose funds. You know, some sort of growth fund or a bond fund or, you know, a moderate portfolio or some sort of, you know, what they call it, it's age-based. Like, you know, you want to retire by the year 2030. Okay, they pick up the target fund, target 2030. So as you get closer to retirement, more of your money will go into like bond funds than being in a growth type funds, stock funds. And that's the what we call an index fund that is passively managed, meaning if market were to go up, you're going up with it, and when it comes down, it comes down. Right. Mm-hmm. Why people come see me, it's because they want their funds to be actively managed through Foundation, the registered investment advisory firm. And your money is custody through Charles Schwab or Fidelity. And you're constantly being watched. Every penny that comes in between different funds and as an active manager, like the Charles Schwab and the foundation actually that manages the portfolio, they are constantly looking at to see what's happening in the market. So if market's going up, you're going up. But when it comes down, they just don't sit there and watch it. They may see that there's a big drop. Maybe they should move the funds into cash. or even going to an inverse funds. And inverse funds are the funds that when the market is going down, you're making money. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So you may be paying a little bit more fee, just a tad bit more, but in the long run, your results are substantially higher. I mean, I have all these articles that I could share with you. It's not coming out of me, and I mean, there are other third parties that we could share this information that shows the active management has done well for people. And that's what you need to decide, really. If, do you want to just do it passive management, let the thing do what it's doing when market is going down, you're going to sit there and watch it? Or do you want a professional money manager manages your money?
Got it.
Yeah.
Interesting. And now, do you deal with a lot of people that have, like, you know, real estate investments as well as, you know, financial investments?
Of course. I mean, the people of all kinds of walks come to my office. I have people that are selling a business, a $10 million business, or, you know, $5 million business, or even a small business. They want to cut their capital gains taxes, for example, because, you know, in the state of California, you got to pay quite a bit of tax. And, you know, it's not like real estate that you could do a 1031 exchange into another property, right? Yeah. And do away with the capital gains taxes. With business owners, you know, they got to look at ways and alternatives to cut the tax, but either defer it or eliminate it. And we work with tax attorneys that specialize in that, that helps them to cut the taxes down. And, you know, either defer the taxes or totally eliminate the capital gains taxes. And so each case is different, and we're here to help. So folks that have interest, if you do have real estate, you don't want to do any more management, that's another way to do the what we call Section 453. I'll give you all the information you want right on the radio. You know, it's the deferred sales trust, we call it, in the installment sale. That would be the strategy we use to defer the capital gains taxes. If you have interest, you could call our office, 800. I keep saying 800. The office number is 747-220-6751. And website is hoss financial.com.
Right. And just for our listeners, if you're just tuning in right now, I do want to remind you that you can tune in to our podcast, and that is on pretty much every channel, and that is the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we have Sam Haas here. We were talking about money management and, of course, risk tolerance and money management, and also really determining your risk score and making sure your investments, I love this part, are matching your risk. That just sounds, you know, right there, because some of us really are like watching our money and ready to take it out. When you have somebody watching it for you, you can relax and enjoy your life. And that's really what this is all about. So again, Sam, thank you so much for joining us here. And I can't wait till next week. We'll be talking about some other things. And of course, I want to just reach out to our listeners. If you have any questions whatsoever, you can either text us or call us at 805-419-0008, or you can reach out to Sam. And Sam, give out that one number, not the 800 number, the other one.
I sometimes go with my senior moments. 747-220-6751. 747-220-6751. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Take a really quick break. And of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
When it comes to securing your financial future, trust is invaluable. Meet Sam Haas, your dedicated independent financial advisor and fiduciary at Haas Financial, Inc., with a focus on the unique needs of successful professionals, high net worth individuals, business owners, and retirees. Sam Haas offers expert estate, retirement, and financial planning. Known for his honesty, empathy, and hard work, Sam is committed to serving his clients with integrity. Sam's advice is sound, and his service is exceptional. Don't be overwhelmed by retirement. Go to the experts at Haas Financial. Call 866-724-2653 or visit HaasFinancial.com today. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor, CA Insurance License Number 0482271.
Showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I have asked my beautiful colleagues to join me. And of course, we are so excited. We have put together this incredible workshop. I mean, I'm telling you, if you don't take the opportunity to come to this, you are going to be missing out. These women, and of course, I'm just going to toot my own horn for a second. We are all powerhouses in our own way here. And of course, we are going to be talking about speaking your business. Speaking your business, when people ask you what it is that you do, and if you fumble on your words, let me just tell you, you need to be in the room. And this is going to be a workshop, and it's happening Saturday, the 22nd of February from 9 to 5. The location is in Thousand Oaks. And for myself, I am personally going to be interviewing you so that you can fall in love again with your business. Maybe you forgot why you're doing what you do, and I'm going to help you remember just those key things that can really help you share your business. So people want to do business with you. And of course, Barbara Doust here. Barbara, talk to us about who you are and of course what you do.
Well, thank you, Kim. I'm so excited about doing this workshop with you and Deborah. And I know that people are going to be in for a treat. especially with what we all have to offer. I can't wait for you to pull out of people things that they don't even know about themselves, and for Deborah to be really helping them articulate their message. And my part in it is, you know, having been a director and in the entertainment business and an acting coach for years, is really about helping people with their presentation, their confidence, and becoming the authority, you know, the expert in their fields. And so to help them present in such a way that they have the confidence, that they have the authority, that people are really listening and they're not wandering or searching for their words, and just really owning the space and standing with authority. So that's what I hope to bring to the workshop.
I love that. I love that. Just like you say your name, that's how you're going to say your business. And of course, Deborah Lindgren, she is the wizard of words. And so if you get a little tangled, this lady's going to help you untangle your words. Deborah, thank you so much for being here.
Oh my gosh, Kim, thank you so much. And yes, I'm so looking forward to this day. It's not only going to be informational, it's going to be interactive. You get a chance to practice, work with three experts here who all have their own angle on what makes an effective message. When you meet someone, how do you describe what you do in a way that's tantalizing, that gets them to lean in and go, oh, wow, tell me more. That sounds fascinating. Barbara's going to teach you how to fascinate. Kim will help you reveal what's fascinating. And I will help you craft the words so that when you open your mouth, the words that tumble out are not only expressive, but they really hone in on how you can help your clients achieve the transformation they're after. Because really, that's what they want to know. They don't really care so much about what we do. What they do care about, though, is what we can do for them. So I will teach you how to find the words that expresses that in a way that's compelling and in a way that reveals you as the expert that you are. I mean, I'm sure, Kim, Barbara, you'll both agree. We meet people, we know they're good at what they do, but when they try to talk about what they do, they just like a little deflating balloon, right?
100%. All the energy. Yes. And not only that, it actually makes you back up from them because you wanted to work with them, but they were a little unsure of themselves. So I love that.
So they talk themselves out of business.
There you go. They talk people out of doing business with them. Such a shame, right? Because you work so hard. And I wanted to emphasize, and Kim and Barbara, please jump in on this, but throughout the day, you're going to be able to stand up, present in front of the room, get helpful feedback. We're all going to be in this together. A private, goal-oriented group, all after the same thing. You'll be able to get private feedback, public feedback, feedback from others in the room. We're going to be working in little groups in front of the larger group. It's not a sit and take notes. Oh, you will take notes, but you're going to be doing so much more than that. And when was the last time you were able to stand up in front of a veteran TV radio show host or a veteran acting coach and get feedback on how you're doing? That is worth so much to you and your future. And I kind of wanted to emphasize that because we get so little opportunity unless you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars to have that direct and personal feedback as to how to up level what you're saying, what you're speaking about your business.
I love that. Yes. I love that. And you know, usually things like this cost a lot, but we have come together and we wanted it because 2025 was kind of an off to a hard start. We actually want to make this affordable so that people can really speak their business. That's what it's all about. Barbara, I know you wanted to say something to add.
Well, I was just going to say, yes, for a full day, you know, we've got it broken down that there will be a catered lunch. It's going to be in a wonderful space in Thousand Oaks. And we do have it limited. We've got a limited amount of people that we can serve. And we're limiting it to 20 people. And in the day, there it will be broken up and it'll be very strategic, and you'll come away feeling much more confident about your message, much more feeling like the expert that can articulate and share your business with ease, authority, confidence, and, you know, and come away with not just a pat response to the question, what do you do? You know, but a variety of ways that you can articulate who you are, what you offer. And as Deb had said earlier, it's really about what they want, giving them what they want to hear, not what you think that they need.
Yeah. And obviously, often there is a big disconnect between those two. We've all been to a number of networking events, and too often people stand up and talk about themselves. And we want to reorient you to learn how to talk about your prospective customer, to talk about what interests them. They don't care how long you've been a realtor. They don't care how, you know, how many hundreds of installations you've done. What they do care about, though, is what we can do for them. So we're going to show you the huge difference between those two things, and lots of ahas and going off and ding, 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 you know, all the way home to home base, because we want you to really soar. Our passion is in this for you personally. Every time I hear someone sort of wander around trying to explain what they do, I was like, oh gosh, I really wish I could help them, you know, get this down and really in a compelling and captivating way. And so that's our goal for you. We are all heart-centered in it for you. So if you've been waiting for someone to take you by the hand and show you exactly how to do it, step by step, to put your heart and soul into it, to have presence and confidence and make you feel like you're even standing up straighter whenever you speak, this is the workshop for you. We've put it together just for you, honestly, because we've watched people for months and years now and said, you know, we've got to come together and, you know, do our part and help these people, because we know what it takes and we can give you the help that you're looking for.
For those of us who, you know us, it'll be fun. It's not going to be like you're standing in a public speaking, you know, lecture hall learning technique. It's really going to be embodiment and playfulness and heart-centered.
And authentic.
Passionate, 100% passionate. And you know what? Not only that is, you know, how many hairstylists, how many real estates, how many, you know, I mean, everything, there's hundreds of them. Why are you different? And why do they want to do business with you? That is what we're going to be pulling out for you on this day. So again, February 22nd, 9 to 5, all you have to do is text me at 805-419-0008 and just say that you want to be in the workshop, and one of our team members will get back with you. And again, 419-0008. We're going to find out more about it. I'm going to be speaking about it, but again, just as Barbara and Deborah said, limited space. We want to make sure that we are really passionate with the group that we have. So sign up as soon as possible. Thank you so much, ladies. And again, I just want to say, text us workshop at 419-0008. And again, thank you so much for joining us here.
Well, I hope that everybody enjoyed all of our guests today, and I hope that we can get you at our meeting and, of course, our mixer. And I would love to end our show with a moment of happiness. Every day is a new opportunity. Make sure you're taking those. All right. Talk to you next week.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4000.
1-800-242-0000 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
When it comes to securing your financial future, trust is invaluable. Meet Sam Haas, your dedicated independent financial advisor and fiduciary at Haas Financial, Inc., with a focus on the unique needs of successful professionals, high net worth individuals, business owners, and retirees. Sam Haas offers expert estate, retirement, and financial planning. Known for his honesty, empathy, and hard work, Sam is committed to serving his clients with integrity. Sam's advice is sound, and his service is exceptional. Don't be overwhelmed by retirement. Go to the experts at Haas Financial. Call 866-724-2653 or visit HaasFinancial.com today. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. CA Insurance License Number 0482271.